Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 2 says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God." A very simple back to basics. The first thing to examine, you got some kind of material or something that's being pushed at you. First of all, what does it do with Jesus Christ, the Son of God? If it doesn't recognize him as such, as being the only begotten Son of God, as being the way, the truth, and the life, well, disregard everything else that's coming from that source and just toss it. If it can't get that right, you know you can't count on it for anything else. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit, in verse 3, of Antichrist. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Already there's things at work, the realms of darkness, working against the cause of Christ, literally the Antichrist, pushing towards everything that is in opposition to the things of Christ. And the Antichrist was coming, he'll be on the scene, but even before that may take place, he's saying there's already other Antichrists out there, people who are against the cause of Christ. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them," in verse 4, "because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world." We read in chapter 3 about how God is greater than your heart. He's greater than all things. And now about in the world, if you've got conflicts on the inside, God is greater. If there's conflicts from the outside, God is still greater. "Ye are of God, and you've overcome them." You shouldn't be drawn away by false teachings and false doctrines, because you have the Spirit of God dwelling within you. And that's a key differentiator between you and a lost person trying to determine what the things are of God, how they ought to live their life, what brings God honor and glory in their life. Well, you have not just a big advantage, but you have the only way to know that. You have the Spirit of God dwelling within you. And so it ought to be receptive to the things that we hear taught, the things that we experience on that spiritual side. Something is going to speak to you, and it's either going to speak to your spiritual nature and the things of Christ, or it's going to speak to your fleshly carnal nature and the things of the world. And so you should always do a double check and make sure that the spirit that you're nourishing, the one that you're maturing, is the one of God. We're going to surround ourselves by things that we love. It's natural. Nobody wants to surround themselves with everything that they just hate and dislike and be miserable. At least I hope you don't. I sure don't. But just because we're enjoying something or it sounds good doesn't make it true or good for us. You've heard the phrase before. Someone might say something and say, "That makes good preaching, but it's not very scriptural or biblical." You know? Why? Because usually when someone will say that, it speaks to us in the fleshly or the carnal nature. It appeals to a personal bias that we might have or makes us feel better in that sense, but it doesn't speak to that spiritual side of us. It doesn't help grow us in our walk with God. And there's a lot of teachers out there that are going to appeal to the fleshly side, that you can have it all. You can have everything the world has to offer and you can still bring glory to God. And that is not so. And so we shouldn't be drawn away with anything like this. And if you come across someone, you have a family member or a friend that's kind of trapped and ensnared in these kinds of things, well, handle it with love. Don't try and beat them over the head with this kind of stuff. Try and show them the way through example, because most of the time they'll see the way that we behave and we live and they think, we sure don't want none of that. Because last thing I want to do is have whatever you've got. You know, it might be contagious, stay away from me, that kind of thing. We ought to have something that people see as different and that they want a piece of. And they say, man, the teachers that I sit under, I just don't get that. Or the preaching that I experience makes me feel good, but it doesn't change my life the way that it changes your life. They're of the world, verse 5. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them, is exactly what we've just talked about here. This is this verse is telling us. They're of the world. They talk about the world, and the world hears it. The world will follow these people because their carnal flesh can still understand it. They can't comprehend spiritual things because the Spirit of God doesn't dwell within them. They haven't been born again into the family of God. But they can understand the things of the world. And so enough will get mixed in there to fool them into being religious or whatever the matter may be. But nothing comes above knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Verse number 6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby, by this, know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And I have that marked in my Bible, that contrast there between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We have a lot of people that have fallen victim in this nation, all around the world, to a spirit, but a spirit of error. They're in the wrong. We know the spirit of truth because we are of God, and God is truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the truth. There's a contrast then when it talks about they. They are of the world in verse 5. They speak they of the world. The world heareth them. A contrast between them and us. They and we. He's drawn that line there between the people that have fellowship. Remember how we opened up in 1 John. In verse number 3 of chapter 1, he said, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Remember, he's writing these things so that we can have that fellowship. So when he's saying they, it's those people that don't have fellowship with God. Even if they claim to be doing God's work, they lack the real fellowship. That's that line between the they and the us, and the them and the we. Truly, we know that our fellowship is with the Father through his Son, Christ Jesus. Well, moving on to verse number 7 of chapter 4, it says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. The importance of love here, he's really trying to drive home. He's mentioned this so much throughout the epistle so far, and still he's bringing it back in. He's just reminded us about trying or proving the spirits, make sure the teaching's good, make sure these are things of Christ. And now he's circling it back around. Love one another. Because every time we get in a position, we can fall temptation to that pride and that judgment. We lose that love of Christ in our life because we're so busy looking down our noses at other people. So he always comes back around to this issue of love so you don't lose it. Verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Why is it so important to abide in that love all the time? Well, because that love that we're abiding in is the Father. God is love. Everything that we understand about it comes from him, from the demonstration that Jesus Christ made, more than a demonstration, the sacrifice of his love on Calvary for our sins. When it says here that God is love and how we ought to love one another, that's that thought that we talked about this morning in the class about abiding in Christ. That's where that love comes from. We'll move on. There in verse number 7, it talked about everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And in verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Again, which life are you living? Is it that new life that's been given to you through Christ Jesus? Are you nourishing that incorruptible seed? Or are we leaning back on that nature of the old man, that fallen nature, and trying to take steps in the right direction, but in the wrong spirit? We still exercise ourselves in that spirit of error because we're not abiding in love. Literally, we're not abiding in the Father.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.